Hi guys, good morning. This is Pete from PeteSuSense.com. Today is July 6th, 2009. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July weekend and not too many hot dogs and hamburgers. But anyway, let's talk a little stock. This morning, the Monday markets were down a little bit in pre-market, down 80 points. The last I checked, we were flatline at 14 points, and who knows what the day looks like so far. We've been flatlining for the last couple of days after a major pullback. I think it was 400 to 500 points in the last week and a half, which concerns me a little bit compared to all the negative news I've been researching and reading over the weekend, including this morning. A lot of pundits out there, including one that I read, is concerned and predicting a Dow 6000. Are we going to hit a Dow 6000? I don't think so. I hope not. I think the worst has been past us, I think the government has done everything possible in a positive way, turning the markets around. Of course, as you know and you see, the last 4 to 6 months, we've had a nice rally. We've all made a couple of dollars after the major downfall last year. But we are at a turning point right now. The technicals show the Dow and the S&P 500 on the 50-day line and the 200-day line are meeting. So it's a turning point. It can go either way, north or south. Obviously, I'm hoping north. A bullish in mind and a bullish player, usually 98% of the time. I hardly short stocks. I'm bullish all the way. With that said, some of my stocks are pulling back a little bit more than I would like, but I still am optimistic on the market. We have to keep a close eye. I'm going to do a little bit more research in the next few hours, and I'll put it up on my blog and maybe do another audio boo to see how this new technology works and, you know, try to showcase a new audience here. But either which way, we are at a turning point. Don't try to be a hero and a hot dog, no pun intended. You know, if you're going to start building a position, I think this is a good time. Obviously, you can buy stocks or you should buy stocks in any pullback. Never chase stocks. You know, build your position by 25 shares, 50 shares, you know, to whatever you really want as your total trade in mind. And always knowing your beginning and end trade if you want to make $5, $10, $3, whatever it is. All right, I'll be doing another audio boo in a little bit. Just wanted to test out. This is my first one. And let's see what happens. Love to hear your comments here on the blog, on YouTube, wherever you see me and wherever you find me. All right, thanks guys. This is Pete from PeteSuSense.com.